Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hour number two, Darren Donick and Chase on this Thursday. Phil Bredesen region is open for voting today. It's been open for a couple of hours. You've got about 10 more hours. 9 o'clock tonight is when the polls will shut down. Eddie George, the one seed in the Phil Bredesen region, running away with it right now with 93% of the votes. A good one going on right now with the 8-9, John Jenkins and Steve Sullivan. John Jenkins right now has extended his lead, now 55% of the votes. 55% wow. For John Jenkins to Steve Sullivan, 45%. Mike Fisher, the four seed, in control, 83% over Marcus Mariota. Albert Hainsworth, Kimmo Tiimonen, the 5-12 matchup, always a scary matchup for the five seed. Who is Albert Hainsworth? Right now that voting right at 50-50 between
too
Albert
close to call.
And Kimmo Tiimonen. How about that? Golden Tate, the six seed. I put him on upset alert from the get-go when we unveiled the bracket on Monday. Blaine Bishop, the 11 seed. 58% of the votes right now for Blaine Bishop. I called it, and so far we'll see how it plays out. A long ways to go right now. Kevin Dyson, I also said upset special, the 14 seed, beating Ron Mercer right now with 73% of the votes. B-Hop, the 7 seed, in control with 74% of the votes over Brandon Wright, and Mookie Betts right now with 64% to 36%. For Jordan Tutu. We say hello and good morning to Jim White, TitansOnline.com. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well.
How's everything going with the family? How's everybody at home?
It's good to have everybody home. These are certainly, you know, different times for everybody. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, you have to limit how much news you can watch because it will bring you down so much just seeing what's going on across the country, especially in New York City and areas that have been hit harder than we've been hit here. Even though, obviously, we've got to be careful everywhere you turn. It's been nice having the kids back home and in the house. You know, my wife's a school teacher. She's been working from home, and I've been obviously been working from home. It's not a huge adjustment for me just because, you know, my days when I worked at the Tennessee, I worked at home most of the time during the off season. A little bit different. You know, since I started working with the team, I was in the building on a more regular basis. But been still, the NFL, you know, keeps on trucking and has continued to stay busy with free agency and other moves and transactions that are taking place. And had a conference call with John Robinson, Mike Vrabel yesterday. So it hasn't really dried up from a news standpoint or for a work standpoint for me. It's just obviously a little bit different with the circumstances that everybody's dealing with, and I know we all hope and pray this will be, you know, we'll calm down, and life as we have come to know it will return in a not so distant future.
No doubt about it. And you're right. Thank goodness for the NFL and the Titans right now. They're the only news that we've got. So you mentioned, you alluded to John Robinson, the general manager, and the head coach Mike Vrabel speaking at length yesterday, and it's been a while since we've heard from both of them. What did you make of both of them talking for a long time?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to discuss. I mean, everything from just the new acquisitions and free agency to, you know, expressing a desire to want to get something done with Derrick Henry long term, to talking about, you know, potential interest in Jadeveon Clowney, to the set of circumstances that they're dealing with, you know, leading up to the draft and during what's really an uncertain time as far as the off season goes. So a lot of topics to discuss. And yeah, I think Robinson went 45, 50 minutes and Vrabel went 35 minutes. And, you know, a lot of interesting nuggets that came from it. And the reason that was done is you know, the owners' meetings obviously were supposed to take place this week in down in West Palm at the Breakers Hotel, and because those owners' meetings were canceled. You know, usually that was a time where Mike Vrabel was available at a coach's breakfast, and you heard from him, and John Robinson, you know, made himself available down there as well. And because those meetings didn't take place, their teams, I think, were at least encouraged, or at least the league said, hey, it'd be great if you could make your coaches and GMs available to local media just to kind of give updates on what's going on so far in the offseason, since it had been a while. And I don't think a lot of teams did it, but I know, the Titans did it. And I think, it was good to hear from both of them on a lot of different topics during the time. Again, as you guys know, it's, not a lot going on in the sports world other than the NFL right now.
What did you make of John Robinson's comments about the Jarrell Casey trade?
Well, I know he agonized over that one, just because, not that it was agonized because it was a hard decision. And I think it was more just because of how much respect he has for Jarrell Casey and all he has done for the team and for the community. I mean, Jarrell's been one of the better guys that's ever been around here, as you guys know. I mean, he's been a great player. Been named to 5 Pro Bowls, should have been 7. He turned down 2 when he was an alternate early in his career because he didn't want to go as an alternate. And if he would have, he'd have 7-time Pro Bowl attached to his name. And he was a 2-time Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner. So, I mean, it's tough to bid farewell to a guy like that. But, it was the decision there was not about trading for equal compensation. I mean, obviously, when you're trading for a 7th-round pick for Jarrell Casey, that's not a fair trade, but it was more than about that. It was about the money that he had coming to him and was scheduled to make over the course of the next couple of years, and the cap hit that was going to take place because of that, and also projecting just what you think he will do moving forward. And I think it was a business decision there that certainly finances came into play. And I just think he felt like it was just time to turn the page. And hate to see Jarrell go, but that's kind of why it was done.
Yeah, as do all of us. Looks like Adam Schefter has tweeted out that Derrick Henry has signed his franchise tender today, that was which is set for $10.2 million. Obviously, the two sides, as John Robinson said yesterday, still trying to work through a long-term extension. I think they've got till the middle of July to do that. Is it just simply your guess and our guess that it's just all about a number, and that's the only thing holding? I mean, it looks like both sides. I mean, we know Derrick Henry's game. John Robinson wants a long-term deal. He has said it. But do you think they're close? Do you think there's a gap? Do you think there's a lot of work that needs to take place from now until whenever they get this done? Do you think that they're close?
July 15th is the deadline.
July 15th, yes, yeah. Middle of July.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're close. I mean, I don't think that this is one that's actively being negotiated with, round the clock right now, just because it doesn't have to be. I mean, John Robinson made it very clear he wants Derrick Henry here long term, but right now there's such a focus on what's going on in free agency and what's going on in the draft, and it's been made clear to Derrick, and I think Derrick's made clear to the Titans he wants to be here. So I think those will pick up, as maybe you get a couple other things in the rear view mirror. Right now, I'm not involved in those, and I don't deal with the agents like I used to, but hey, you guys give me 1 minute here. So I got somebody that keeps banging up my door. give me a 10-second pause.
Sure. Okay. Now this is exactly what happens when everybody's working from home. So this is just real life, right? This is what everybody's doing. Apparently, during the press conference yesterday, John Robinson received a package of the Amazon guy coming to the door or something, dropping something off. He rang the doorbell in the middle of the conference call. So this is just par for the course. This is life as we see it right now.
By the way, guys, John Jenkins is really starting. I mean, I think Steve Sullivan, this is a good time for a timeout. Like, he needs a timeout, like a full timeout.
A 20. He needs a 20 at least.
No, not a 20. He needs a full timeout, not a 20.
You're giving him the full signal.
He
okay.
needs a full timeout. 57% right now for John Jenkins.
So I'm back.
Go ahead, Jim.
And that's the kind of thing you deal with. You're working from home, obviously. We had the conference call yesterday when John Robinson was on with us, and his doorbell rang, and he kind of made a joke that it was an Amazon package being dropped off, and he had like 9 million of them in the last week or so, and said they had any trouble keeping the recycling bin full. This guy, I don't know exactly what he's doing some kind of a survey, and he knocked on my front door twice, went around all the way to my back door, knocked, so I told him, hey, I'll be off this interview with 102.5 The Game in about 5-10 minutes, and I'll be right back to you. So that's what you're dealing with when you're working from home, and people know you're home. So
he's going to wait for you.
That's right.
Is that what you're telling us? He's going to wait?
Yeah, he was going to start banging on the windows. He is going to wait. Yeah, and I think he actually said he may go back to his car and tune in. But I think we were talking about Henry, and I think both sides have made it clear that they want to get it done. And again, I'm not checking with the agents like I used to when I was with the Tennessee team, where I had a better feel for just how far the two sides might be apart on what they see as fair value and how long it would be. But I think the important thing is they both want to get it done, and there's time to get it done. And we'll just see what transpires there.
All right, Jim, we were following this. We were doing our show yesterday while this was going on, and yeah, I mean, there was really a lot of material there, and so we could go on for a long time. But we were both curious. A lot of people tweeted the quote when somebody, and I don't know who it was, that asked John Robinson, had there been talks with Tom Brady? And there were two versions of the quote. No, we signed Ryan Tannehill, or just flat out, we signed Ryan Tannehill. In other words, not really answering yes or no. What did you hear?
I'd heard we signed Ryan Tannehill. Well, I can pull up the transcript and see exactly what it says here as we're speaking. I think, you know, he was making it very clear that Tannehill was the guy all along, and that's what I believe was the case. I mean, I don't think it's, I know there was a lot of speculation about Brady, and I'm trying to get to this quote just to see if it even made the transcript. It might not even make the transcript. No, it just says the transcription says, question on if he had any conversation with Tom Brady, representation, it just says we signed Ryan Tannehill, and that's what I remember it being. So, I mean, Tannehill was the guy all along, and I know there's a lot of media speculation about that and how much interest it would be, and when John Robinson and Mike Vrabel didn't necessarily endorse Tannehill at the owners' meet. At the combine in February. I think a lot of people thought, well, maybe that the door was open for Brady. I just think that was part of the whole negotiating process. And and if you're trying to get Ryan Tannehill on a contract, and he thinks there's potential, there's another quarterback you have interest in, maybe that helps speed the deal up and helps it get done. So, I firmly believe Tannehill was the guy all along, and the Brady stuff was just rumor mill stuff.
Yeah, but you can see why somebody would ask the question, did they even kick the can and talk to them? So I thought it was legitimate to try to say, looks like he chose not to really go down that road. I think you can be both, right? You could have maybe kicked the can, but still in your mind wanted Tannehill all along, and you knew that was the play from the start.
Yeah, but if my memory's right, in my memory, it shouldn't be that bad because it's only a month ago. But Tannehill's deal got done before the kind of legal tampering period had begun. So
right.
If he says yes, we talked to Brady, then he's guilty of tampering. So he couldn't have necessarily kicked the can on Brady the way things played out, because he wasn't allowed to talk to him at that point. Now, we all know the friendship that Mike Vrabel and Tom Brady have, and everyone saw the FaceTime call there. I just think they regularly communicate. But as far as John Robinson actively gauging interest or talking to Brady, you know, legally, I don't think he couldn't have even done that.
Well, Jim, one person he was willing to talk about who was out there, he did offer that they have had discussions with Jadeveon Clowney's representatives. And I don't know that every GM would do that. And so I thought it was interesting that he was open and being able to say, yeah, we have an interest, and sort of, you know, saying at least to that degree. So now we know that that he's in play.
He's in play, but it's just a matter of what the money looks like and how much sense it makes, because, you know, Clowney initially, as you guys know, you know, looking for $20 million a year, and now he's come down to $17, $18 million a year. And, you know, if you're the Titans and you've got, you know, some other positions that still have needs, can you afford a guy that much money for a year? I mean, I guess it'd be great to have him. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, you pair him and have him with Beasley and Landry, who's getting better, and Simmons. I mean, that's some pretty good weapons to have in the front seven. But, you know, at what cost? And I think that's what you've got to really wrestle with right now, is just, you know, what can you do there that makes sense? And I think with Clowney, I don't think anybody really knows. We've seen that he's lowered from 20 to 17, 18 million, but is he willing to go lower than that? I mean, I'd be curious to see whether if there's any wiggle room there to have a deal that makes sense. But, you know, there's no question you'd love to have him. I think a lot of teams would love to have a guy like that. It's just a matter of what a deal would look like. And I have been of the opinion, to be honest with you, that I'll be surprised if he leaves Seattle, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
Talking to Jim Wyatt, TitansOnline.com. And speaking, you know, he also brought up Logan Ryan, as we alluded to, that they've had conversations with his representatives. Are you surprised, Jim, that we're this far into free agency and Logan Ryan is still available? Because I am.
Yeah, I thought he'd go sooner, but, I mean, I think, you know, he has been pretty firm in his and his contract wishes as well, and wanting around $10 million a year. And I just don't, you know, based on the fact he's still out there, tells me that maybe teams have not agreed to meet him there. So that's another one of those deals where, you know, we'll see how much wiggle room he has. I'd love to see him back here. I mean, he's a great guy. I think he's a good guy to have in the locker room, good player on Sundays, great off the field presence, not only in leading workouts with teammates, but also all the work he does in the community. So you'd love to keep a guy like that, but you know, I'll be curious to see how that one plays out. I mean, the team needs help there. You got Malcolm Butler, you've got, you know, obviously Dory Jackson, who they have to make a decision on with his option coming up later this year for 2021. But then the cover's pretty bare. I mean, Sims is gone. Ty Smith, you know, same boat. I mean, you've got to help yourself there. And whether or not now it's time they start looking at the draft or try to go a little bit stronger toward Logan as we get closer to the draft, those are things I'm curious to see what happens as well.
And last one for me, Vic Beasley gets brought in, and I know John Robinson brought up Mike Vrabel and that Vrabel played the position and can help there. But I'm curious of your thoughts on that signing, because if he's the 2016 Vic Beasley, then it's a home run. But we also know that he hasn't quite lived up to the potential. And what do you see, or how do you see the relationship with Mike Vrabel being?
Yeah, I mean, I do think Beasley is a guy that can really help, and they said they plan to hone his skills, you know, once they get him in the building. And like you said, in his career, he's been a Pro Bowler, he's been an All-Pro, but has not done that consistently. And now you're facing an offseason where you don't know how much you're going to be able to work with him, whether you have OTAs and mini camps or not. And with, you know, that's unfortunate, because you'd like to have extra time with him just to kind of get him in the system and get him used to what you're doing.
Darren?
Darren?
Did we lose Darren?
I think we lost Darren.
Oh, man, this is tough. All right, now.
Oh,
Jim.
Sorry. I had myself on mute. My bad.
Okay.
My bad.
I was going to ask the question on the way out, Darren, if we lost you here. I'm sure you were going to ask the same thing. Is the guy still at Jimmy's door?
Well, that's what I'm
waiting.
I actually had a really good line. I was saying, whoever is waiting for Jim out of their car listening to this interview, we are done. Jim's coming your way.
He can come back.
So just get ready. You can come back. Get out of your car. Start heading to Jim's house. He's going to be available.
He's actually here. I'm standing 6 feet away from him here. We got good social distancing here. My front yard. He was patient enough to wait for me. So,
wow. Well, thanks for
Barnes Electrical Inspection.
Well, thanks for doing this. You and your family be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you guys have a great day. Thank you.
All right, you too. Jim Wyatt, TitansOnline.com is where you can find his work. Willie, you're going to talk about Lee Company, and then we're going to come back and hear some from the head coach, Mike Vrabel, who spoke, as you heard in this interview, at length yesterday. But we'll have some of that, some good stuff on the other side.
All right, let's talk about Lee Company. Remember, I always try to give you all the different things, and I don't even hit the entire spectrum at all times, but I try to give you some different ways that you can utilize the great services of Lee Company, including the home maintenance plan. So I'll talk about that one today. The air conditioning unit in your home is about to get utilized a lot. In fact, we've already used it a little bit. You know, last week it did get up to 80 degrees at one point. So make sure that thing is running properly. And if you haven't had it checked in a while, it's a good idea to call Lee Company. 615-567-1000 is the phone number to call. And remember, Lee Company not only can help your air conditioning unit, but your heating unit, your plumbing service, and your electrical service. And that's the idea behind the home maintenance plan. A small monthly fee, about $12 a month in a lot of cases, sometimes a little bit less. And you'll get the 4 phone calls and the 4 yearly annual, I guess that's redundant, the annual checkups with all 4 of those systems. And if and when repairs need to be made, you will get discounts on those repairs. It's all Lee Company. LeeCompany.com is the website. And once again, the phone number, 615-567-1000. Ask about the home maintenance plan. Lee Company, proud sponsor of the Nashville Predators.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.